This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. The last time he was on my show was in January of this year, and I'm talking about no other than ZRFY Inc. They trade on the OTC Pink under the ticker symbol ZRFY. With us today is the CEO. He's going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Mark Kay. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. I appreciate it.
You know, before we get started with the Q&A, just give my listeners just a little bit of a backstory. Who are you guys and what do you do?
Absolutely. Well, again, ZRFY is a cybersecurity company, right? And we've got many products. We used to be formerly called Strikeforce Technologies, Inc. We changed our name in this year, around September. We have ZRFY Meets, our product, ZRFY Defender, Protect ID and Guard ID, or some of our old names, and we still have the products. ZRFY Meet is a secure video conferencing product. It is very strong, very secure. We believe it's stronger than Zoom and Meet and WebEx and all the others because it's the only secure video conferencing product in the marketplace that we are aware of. It's phenomenal. And what makes it so special, what makes it so different than all the others, is it's not just a video conference. It includes Protect ID in it and ZRFY Defender in it. ZRFY Defender is an endpoint solution that runs on PCs, but it protects the camera. It protects, you know, the camera, the audio, the video, the microphone, all of that on that PC. So even if the PC is running Zoom, God forbid, but if it's running Zoom and WebEx and needing any of them, it also protects them and makes them more stronger than they are by themselves. So we feel it's a great product, and it also, you know, besides that, includes Protect ID, and that's why it's fully authenticated. So ZRFY Meet by itself is an authentication product, which is why it's a zero-trust product as well.
Yeah, you guys definitely have a lot of things going on over there, a lot of great products. Last time we talked, you haven't changed your prices yet. You want to give my listeners what your price structure is?
But just very briefly, I mean, you can buy ZRFY Meet one a monthly basis is $15.95, which is the same or maybe lower than many of the other products out there. So we're not higher, even though we include protection. And the protection is automatic. You still just click on a join now and you get in, but yet only you can get in. So just like we're Zoom, anybody can get in basically if they get the URL. On our product, you can't because every single person is identified and authenticated coming in automatically.
Now, Mark, it's been a little while since you've been on the show, again, since January. I know a lot of things are changing over there because you're a technology company. If you could maybe bring us up to speed on some of your products, who you're working with, and the new landscape or your new roadmap, if you will.
Sure. Now, we have put out a lot of PRs recently about a lot of new clients, and they are clients for revenues. They're small. They're anywhere from 3 to 10 people. And again, we have a lot of them, but don't forget, $15.95 a month, that's not tons of money coming in necessarily. We've actually hired, and we said this last time, Vation Ventures, and they are starting to click in now, and they're getting a lot of resellers into the picture for us. So we have actually a contract from one of the most major resellers in the marketplace that we can't say their name right now, but we'll be discussing them and putting out a PR on them within the next month for sure. And they're a $26 billion global IT service organization. They have over 1,900 resellers. So it's going to take a while to train them and for them to train their resellers. But the good news is they have them, they will, and they're all going to be selling these products as well as we can. Plus, they'll also be selling ZRFY Defender, again, which is an endpoint solution that runs on PCs that brings in some of these security pieces with it. Now, besides that company, there are others. We have another contract coming in, and this is why I said in the beginning of the year that it'll be around now that we'll be getting contracts and we'll be training these companies, and it probably won't be before June. And I said that in January also, before June and maybe July, that they'll start selling some of these products. So we expect that, you know, bad quarters basically are that we won't have much going on, except we are continually selling the products ourselves directly. But these companies are bringing in a lot of people. We have a larger proven industry leader in the network management industry. They're going to be bringing in. As a matter of fact, they even made a lot of changes to our software that they paid for, and we like it, so we're using that, and you'll be seeing those changes in the next couple of months. So definitely we are growing in those areas. Plus, we joined the Meadowland Chamber of Commerce. You'll see a PR going out Monday on that. That we'll be talking about what we'll be doing there with their 1,200 local New Jersey businesses, or 1,100 local New Jersey businesses. And then we have another one. We have a large video conferencing corporation that is looking to use Xerify Defender in terms of running with their product as well to add security to their capability. Because right now, again, when Zoom runs, anybody can join it. And Zoom bombing is a very well-known thing these days. And
right.
With us, it can't happen. And that's the beauty of having that security. And then another company, Global Communications Company, is embedding our technology in their offering. That'll be another one. These are all coming out of Ovation Ventures. They're coming finally to pass. We're implementing them. We're putting in some new products. People probably keep asking me about PushForce. And to be honest, I can't say anymore when PushForce is coming on. I'm just, you know, not very happy, but they're coming. They're still getting done. They're still going to come on. And I'm not even going to say when because I don't know. But they will be there at some point. And they still have their Fortune 500 client. Let me throw that out there as well. And then we have a global communications company. They'll be embedding our technology as part of their offering. So we have quite a number of these large companies coming on board. Doesn't guarantee sales, but one of them actually might be guaranteeing sales. So we have a very, very busy couple of months ahead of us. We are working on them continuously. And again, one of them, we do have a contract already. We have another contract coming in for another one around the end of April. So we will be very busy over the next couple of months getting these clients in and getting them selling our products to the marketplace.
I know this is a little bit of a forward statement, and you're entitled to your opinion. You know, your stock price is about 0.4 cents. Your market cap's at $4.33 million. That being said, you know, what do you think the potential is of the forecast that you've already kind of gave to us, and the potential of revenues moving forward?
Yeah, and that's a fair point, and everything, and I won't back off what I said, because for the most part, I base it on these new companies that are coming on board. So everything I thought of would be coming on board are, it's taken a little longer than I thought they would, unfortunately, so maybe the market, you know, maybe our forecast should come down a little bit, but as of right now, if these companies get going, and they get going in June, July, and I don't know how long they'll take to get going, to be honest, other than giving them extra months. But they will be strong at some point, and hopefully strong enough for us to make our forecast that was 2 to 4 million. And remember, it's a year from when they start.
It's absolutely
2 to 4 million. So it may not just be this year. It might be going into next year as well. But definitely, once they start selling, I would stand behind that forecast, and they're big companies, and they're getting our product out there, and they're the best and the biggest that we could ever think of getting on board. So I feel strong about it. I worry about every day whether they're not on yet or not, but I really think we have still a good chance of reaching those clients, and maybe we even blow through it. I don't know, or maybe we'll be a little below it, but even if we are, we're still going to continually grow them. I think the products are working beautifully these days, and we're very, very excited and happy with them.
Mark, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
Yeah, well, all I could tell them is, look, right now we don't look so great. I understand that, but these are real. You know, we're going to come out with these contracts that we have on board already. We're going to be announcing the new contracts that are getting done. We will be talking about these resellers that, and by the way, they're mostly distributors, actually. They're larger than resellers, you know, with 1,900 resellers, and along with 1,100 resellers. It's going to probably take a while to get them getting these resellers on board and selling, but you're going to see some progress. You're going to see them getting on board, and you're going to see us moving forward. So even though we don't look so great now, I believe we are going to look great once these companies get on board. And we're talking within weeks we'll have some of these PRs out there. So hang in there, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My guest has been Mark Kay. He is the CEO of Xerify, Inc. Look them up. They're on the OTC Pink under the ticker symbol ZRFY. Mark, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. Hopefully you come back in the next 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Thanks, Herbert.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.